I do not know how to type, just I have one finger. Okay. So one of my friends, even Brother Jack, said, you know, you can buy in a dragon speaking in a program, you can install it in your computer. So I just got it, I just installed it. Then said, what language? Said English. Then popped up three things: American English, UK English, Indian English. Right. If the computer could understand, surely you could understand. Anyway, so I'm so thankful. That helped me so much for speaking and things like that. I'm so thankful this morning for your valuable prayers and sacrificial support to the ministry, without which we were not able to carry on this ministry thus far. This is our 44th year. It's going to over, and soon it will be 45 years. When I look back, how marvelously, graciously God led us. We started the ministry with $5 and four men. And today, at least around 4,800 people working, several hundred students studying in different places. It's all because of Him who is able to do exceeding above what we ask and think for it. So all the praises and glory go to God. Of course, without my wife's help, I could not do what I was doing. So because she used to take around 80 to 90 calls per day, taking care of all the guests and going to college and helping the girls. And all those things, now she cannot do it. And thank you for your valuable prayers, that the Lord may help and strengthen her, that she may know that she is not forgotten. And the same thing, we appreciate her valuable service in the Lord. Maybe I often tell her, she gets more reward than I, because if she was not taking care of the children and going to college, taking care of other things, I was not able to travel all across India. We've been married from 78, at almost 43 years, and maybe half of the years we might have lived together. The rest we are traveling. Some sacrifice always need when you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But compared to our sacrifice to Him, it's nothing.
That's right.
His sacrifice is only the great, and we praise God for and acknowledge for that. A tremendous Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. One of our goal, and we've been praying for you, and we put forth our prayer letter that as comes days, maybe 3-4 years time, I will be able to just hand over this ministry to the hands which God just raised up through our ministry. And now we've been praying for my son, and now we had to take care of the college in Trivandrum and travel some areas. And his wife, Hannah, and they both help in the ministry and working in the ministry. They both are doctors. At the same time, they also have a small clinic we are planning to start in the northern part of India with the college. That's a property which we are looking for that, so that it will help even all the border of India and Pakistan. So plan ministers, we planted already several hundred churches in that state, and so that's our goal. So I appreciate a thoughtful prayer for Timothy and Hannah. The Lord may help them, and one of these days I'll be able to bring them, they'll be able to just see, and they are wonderful and willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. No pressure on them, only the Lord just brought them to the ministry. So we praise God for that. Amen. And appreciate your continual prayers also for that. One of the things, when I'm going back, Lord willing, in the middle of April, I'll be going back to home. One of the things you need to pray for me, I'm going to travel all the states of India, May, June, July, taking Timothy and introducing all the ministries at the same time, visiting all our children's home, introducing Hannah too, that she'll be able to see that, so that along with my oldest daughter Debbie, and she is the one taking care of all the children's home, and appreciate thoughtful prayer. So I'm praying for a vehicle for me. We need approximately 35,000 miles we are going to put in that. So we need a dependable one. So especially with the COVID things, there are the restrictions of flying and all things. So this is way that I can step on all the new work and introduce, and so that the ministry might be able to go on. That's my goal in my lifetime I'll be able to see someone taking care of the ministry and going on with a healthy manner for the glory of God. In the days in which we are living, we can see that the things happening. And ministry sometimes here gone back because of all the issues happening nowadays. So we don't want, at least for 4 generations, if God, if Lord tarry, it may go well for His glory. And it's all for His glory. And appreciate your thoughtful, continued prayers. We'll be able to show some pictures when the evening service comes. So I'd like to just bring a short word of message, which actually kind of divorce in a sense, not preaching, but from Psalms 126. You'd like to read verse 5 and 6. So I put the title like Weeping and Reaping. Weeping and Reaping. The verse 5, Psalms 126, verse 5 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Verse 6, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This is also a psalm of degree. I'm not going to explain the background of psalms, but straight into the things. But I'd like to read a couple more verses from Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Which all just goes with the bulletin. Chapter 9, the word of God says, verse 1, Paul is pouring out his heart desire for his fellow men, that they may come to know him. So he's talking, the Holy Spirit is actually kind of witness standing with him. The word says, "I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit." Verse 2, "that I have a great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh." Here Paul's desire for his people, Jews. They hated Paul. The Jews thought he's a plague. Because he's preaching Christ, they tried to kill him. They hated him, but Paul, really longing his kinsmen, Jews, may come to know Christ. He said, "That's a word here teaches that is a continual sorrow." Again, there's a perpetual sorrow and heaviness of his heart. It cannot be detached from him. It is in his heart. That must be the attitude of every believer. For your family, friends, and kinsmen, and people in our friend circle, those who do not know Christ, and others. A continual sorrow in his heart, and a heaviness. I get burdened. No wonder his ministry been so much of used of God. And you can see 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12 as you read and study. You can see that all the troubles and struggles he has gone through. Pain and persecutions. And danger of his own life. Poverty. And all kind of difficulties, and people tried to kill him, stone him, but nothing ever could stop Paul from preaching God's word. Nothing ever. No persecution, no pain stopped him, because a great desire in his heart, because he knew without Jesus Christ they lost. That's truth must saturate each and every one of our life. Not only we know as we look at our children, our siblings, our helpmate, our grandparents and grandchildren, we know that they are living good, but thing is that they need Jesus. Without that, they are lost. and the broad way which leadeth to eternal destruction. And that what, so you can say the continual sorrow and perpetual sorrow and the heaviness in his heart. And the verse 3 is speaking that even I am willing to go to that cursed place called hell if that will help my kinsmen to come to know him. Look at that. I'm willing to go to hell if somebody can get saved. Well, that's literally that what Jesus did for you and me. He went that cruel cross because he knew there is no other possible way men and women, those who are lost in sin, can get saved. So he was willing to go. And here comes the verse, Psalms 126, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Are we prepared to weep over the lost? For the precious souls, are we prepared? Is that in your desire and your daily relationship with God and prayer life? Lord, save my unsaved children. Save my unsaved siblings. And just weeping for them. I remember when I got saved, I was thrilled, overjoyed, and tears. I was, years back, I was in Troy, Ohio, speaking to Troy Baptist Temple. Pastor Arrowwood was the pastor that time. And so he knew how I got saved, and he knew the doctor who led me was instrument to bring me to the Lord Jesus Christ. So he called me for their 75th anniversary. He also called Dr. and Mrs. Kenoyer, who was the instrument. They both came. Mrs. Kenoyer came, and she said, the last 5 years, I've never been traveled because of my disease. But I heard that you are here, so just came, and but I'm going to stay overnight someplace here, because next day I cannot travel. And he said, I remember when you came to our hospital, you were so troublesome. But my husband never stopped praying for your soul.
Amen.
That missionary doctor, he's in heaven with the Lord today, 18 months prayed for my soul. When my parents kicked me out from the family praying for their soul, I said, if an American who can come to India sharing the gospel praying for my soul 18 months, I can surely pray for my parents 18 years. Thank God, 16 years later, both my father and mother got saved.
Amen.
God saves people. Are we prepared to weep over lost souls, lost children, siblings? Think about maybe someone bringing God's Spirit bringing to your mind today. Unsaved loved ones. Maybe friend circle. They need to get saved. The society in that we live today, consider weeping or just is a kind of two emotions. The society in which we are living. But certainly we need to be aware of shallow emotions. We need to have right kind of emotions, and that's what we need. But someone need to care of these people, those who are lost. Need to care that they may be saved. As someone said, Jesus shed his blood for the sins of the world. Can you not shed some tears at least? Take that gospel and plant that seed and water with tears. So someone come to know Christ. Just remembering that word success. Success of ministry is not we just count how many souls you won. The success of ministry is that how many seed you were planting with tears. God is the one bringing that soul to be born again.
Amen.
But we need to just water with tears. Even Paul himself says that Ephesians chapter, Ephesians, you can see that he he says that he had warned them night and day with tears. The book of Ephesians is writing to Ephesians, I'm warning you with tears. My desire is not this people get saved. My desire is that they may grow. They might be able to just... So that was the desire of Paul. He said, I just with the tears I warned day and night for you, weeping over these people. Years ago, a young man from America, he was started the church and want to grow, but thinks he's doing his best and things are not going well. So he came across one day a small book, a biography of Murray Merchant from Dundee, Scotland. That his testimony helped me to weep over the souls. I always wanted to go and visit that where he was pastoring years back. He was a young man. God called him in Dundee. So this pastor took a desire to go Dundee soon after, maybe a few years later, after his death. He went and talked to the sexton of the church. Can you tell about your pastor? He died just before 30 years. He served maybe 2 or 3 years. And he said, come on in. So the sexton invited him. He went to the church. Behind the pulpit there was a vestry where a pastor, Murray Merchant, come and sit there. He said, look at that chair and table, there was my pastor come every day morning. He said, you want to sit in the chair? The sexton asked. The preacher said, yes, I'll go and sit there. He sat on the chair. Then he said, why don't you put both your hand on your elbow on the table, take your chin and hold your head. That's what my pastor sit there. But one thing different, tears flowing, praying and pleading God to save people from Dundee. And God answered that prayers of his tears. A revival broke out in Dundee. It was not a shallow. The revival long lasted in Dundee and spread across Scotland. And a young man, before he was 30, he went with the Lord, Murray Merchant, willing to weep for other's soul. How many times people weep for unnecessary things? Are you weeping for soul? And that what? So sometimes soul, the value of souls been disappearing from the mind of people, even from soul-winning churches. God expects you and I need to grow along with our growth, winning others for the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself wept in his earthly ministry. Think about chapter 5 of Hebrews, talking about his earthly ministry, how the Holy Spirit put that word, talking about his prayer life and his weeping. Chapter 5, verse 7. The word of God says, as this man write this thing, verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying, our Savior, his ministry, strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Our Savior's ministry. I often think about my Savior's ministry. How carefully he made that sacrifice on that cross for you. Godhead, two other counsel in time, Jesus Christ came and born as a human being. That the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they worked together in time. The Son came and born of a woman. When the Bible says God manifested in the flesh, we called him Jesus. Think about him. He was infant. And became a child, young child. A teenager. Young man. 30 years. Entered the ministry. Here is my thought for you. How carefully he loved you. One mistake of his life of that 30 years before he entered into public ministry could have disqualified him to be our substitute. That, think about how many mistakes you and I did in our life. How careless sometimes we lived as a child, a teenager. My Savior, every day was a day he remembered you, every moment. If he could make one mistake, Bible says he was tempted in every point. But my Savior never did. Any sin, but that's the reason the Bible says in him was no sin, he did not sin.
Amen.
That my Savior, I often think about, I cannot get over the fathom of God's great love. Carefully, I'm today enjoying my salvation, praise God, and thank God preaching the word of God. My Savior, in his young child, as a young boy, as he was in this world, and teenager, not even one mistake, friend, he could have disqualified to be my Savior. He lived such a manner, and precious God on that cross, the God who hates sin became my sin. Of salvation, maybe we preach and a free salvation, but it cost. It cost for him. Tears involved. The Lord himself, as he speaks, that the word of God says that he was, even this ministry, it was in a prayer with tears and strong crying. The same time, Jesus also wept 3 times, it shows in the scripture. Once was he was standing before his friend Lazarus, been dead and buried 4 days. He was rotting. He knew what he's going to do to raise him up, but my Savior was weeping. What sin brought his creation. Even weeping with the sorrow family. Weeping for the man who had been buried and he was rotting every moment. My Savior wept. He wept for you and me. Ephesians chapter 2 says, ye were dead in trespass and sins. We all were dead in trespass and sins. But thank God he quickened. Because when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he wept for you and me. My Jesus, weeping for me. He wept over Lazarus and brought him to life. Think about on the height on Jerusalem. He looked to Jerusalem. He wept for the nation. How many times I just drawing you all closer to me but going away. Wept for that nation, Jesus. Think about finally as he was going to the cross of Calvary, he went that Gethsemane the previous day. He told Peter, James, and John, and just wait here, tarry ye here and pray. Then he went further and calling the Father and praying, his sweat began to roll down, and it was blood dropped, and he was crying, Father, if it is thy will, let this cup pass away from me. He cried for you. But not my will, let thy will be done.
Amen.
What a tremendous Savior. He cried for you, even knowing that for your salvation depend upon his sacrifice on that cruel cross. So carefully he even prayed and cried that night for you. That's the reason today we are here, knowing that we are saved. We are rejoicing in our salvation because that brought a great salvation to us. Hear what the Bible says. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Time for reaping, time for sowing. There's a time, as I said, that our success of the ministry is not that how many souls he came to the Lord through our ministry, but how many seed we have planted. And that's most important. So it's important. As you look at him and Gethsemane, just began to, with tears rolled down, mingled with the blood, and crying to Father, not my will, let thy will be done. Wonderful Savior. There is power in that seed, but that need to be planted very carefully. And we need to water with tears. Often, sometimes, we go and share gospel to some people. They react in a different manner and attitude because God of this world blinded their eye. No one can understand through in their intellectualism and education and their philosophy and their things. Only thing is that they need to know they are lost and need a living Savior. Without which people cannot grasp that. Natural man cannot understand as a reason the Word of God being given. I often says, sometimes people ask, what kind of tactics you use for Hindus and Muslims and other people? I said, this is what I do. Everyone is a lost sinner, no matter what background you are coming. If anybody is going to get saved, they are going to get saved because of conviction of sin and by faith. That can bring only through the Word of God. Our flowering verses, our vocabularies, our emotions are not going to turn people to Jesus Christ. It's the Word of God. We need to just sow that word. And word, and we just water with tears, praying and pleading, God, Lord, save that souls. And giving the gospel. That's the reason the Lord said, go and preach the gospel. I can talk about my testimonies, standing before you, all so many things happened in my life and ministry. It can raise your hair, but that will not bring faith to you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's the reason the word says, preach the word, preach the gospel. Amen. Jesus is the only way, and that the word need to be planted, and even just water with tears, and there is power in that seed. Watering with tears and prayer, God in time brings the fruit. God never promised to anybody else. All the people to whom you are witnessing are all getting saved. That is God's spirit and God working that. But we faithfully giving the word. But there is a time for harvest. There is a time for harvest. There is a time for reaping. How many missionaries went to many countries that saw the word and just preached? Sometimes 15, 20 years, no single soul came. But God in his mighty mercy, the seed, they've been sown later. A massive people being able to come to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. God is the one giving increase.
Amen.
He is the one gives life to the people. But we as his children, servants, called of God, faithfully giving the word. And God save people. The seed which we just sow, we must go with that intensity when we share gospel. This is the word of God we are giving. With the commission from heaven, the Holy Spirit is going to convict. God is going to save, I am just a mouthpiece. God in time he saves. Shall doubtlessly, there is a time for rejoicing because reaping is there. Harvest. And see, think about when Christ was speaking, lift up your eyes. You see, already the field is white for harvesting. Matthew chapter 9 says, he lifted up his eyes, the people are coming. He saw the multitude without the shepherd. And he said, pray therefore the Lord of harvest may send forth more laborers in his kingdom. We need sowers and reapers. And in between, we need conviction and even compassion with tears, that the people might be able to come. As I said, God does not promise that everyone we speak to will be saved. He does promise that sooner or later there will be a harvest. There will be harvest. The doctor gave the gospel the earliest time. I took 438 injections, shots, for my disease. Nothing helped me. Maybe that is helping me now anyway. But God blessed me with the disease. So he shared the gospel. I was upset with him, but that challenged me reading God's word. I finished reading God's word 2 times, the whole Bible, before I got saved. Nothing happened. But one day as reading the word of God, God convicts through the words. The heart is deceitful, a vile thing, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I began to realize I am a wicked man. I need a living Savior, that Jesus Christ, the only Savior, which I heard gospel hundreds of times in that hospital. That morning, received him as my personal Savior and Lord. Amen. There was a value for sharing the gospel and weeping for my soul. Friends, maybe God just speaking to you, I don't know, maybe someone God put in your heart today. Maybe that one. Maybe a sibling. Maybe a family friend. Maybe a loved one. Maybe a grandchild. Maybe your own child. Maybe just a thought saved and gone to the world. Will you take this time? I'm going to pray. Pray with passion, with tears. Lord, save that individual. Save that individual. God does save people. It is his desire no one should perish. That's the reason he asks us to pray and preach the gospel. Pray for a ministry. There are a lot to be accomplished back in home. India will overtake China in the days to come. India will have 1/5 of the total population of the globe is going to live there. A vast majority need to know. I cannot sit back and relax what God has done. But yet to be conquered. Many more mountains. Many more plain area. Many more people. With God, all things are possible. Will you be like when Jesus, weeping over people those are dead in trespass and sins, weeping for your community, country, and weeping for individuals? He did that. Lord, here am I. Give me that passion. Maybe you are just kind of cold. May the Spirit of God, with the Word of God, may encourage you. Maybe God may put a desire in you. Lord, help me. I have 6 grandchildren. Praise God, 5 of them God saved. Still I am praying every day for the 1/6th one. Lord, save that little Levi as he come to the age. Amen. God is interest upon source. Thank you, Master.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we we think of what the